A lot of people put up Christmas lights on or around their house each holiday season. That was the case for Rob. He's done it for years. But his display down a gravel road on his farm just keeps growing. And that has lots of people driving down his road each year. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Rob Scheitler lives outside of Lamar's, Iowa. What is today a holiday attraction has its roots from his days as a kid out on the farm.
I started hanging Christmas lights when I was a kid on our family farm just down the road, and it grew from there.
In 1995, he moved into a new home on the farm and brought those Christmas lights with him. It marked the beginning of what is today called Christmas Acres.
I did this all on my own. It was just for fun. When we did it on our family farm, we had people that come out and see the lights, and you know, and one year our local newspaper did a story on us out there, but we never had no intention to be one of Iowa's largest Christmas displays today.
Rob was just putting up lots of lights around his house, on the trees and buildings, and people simply drove by to see the display. But as years passed, he acquired more lights. The display grew, and so did the number of people driving down the gravel road to see it.
We estimate this year we have 300,000 lights or more, covering all the trees, the bushes, the fences. There's 929 plastic wool molds, 170-some lighted sculptures. We got 93 old street pole decorations have been donated, and every year it just keeps growing. We've got stuff at the farm that has never been up here yet.
He used to begin putting up lights each season on Labor Day weekend. Today there's so much to do. He began this past year on August 11th. They always open the weekend before Thanksgiving, and Rob lives in the country, but that doesn't mean people have a hard time finding his place.
So we are a half mile off Highway 3. The traffic is backed up bumper to bumper for 5 hours from our driveway all the way back to the highway. And it's like that every Friday and Saturday night as long as the weather's nice.
It's quite a sight to see, but there's more to this story that even includes Rob and his wife making about 250 dozen cookies each holiday weekend. It's next time as we travel the countryside. Near Lamar's, Iowa, I'm Andrew McRae.